build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
We have Jay Berkowitz with us tonight, who's our chief marketing officer and the owner and operator and CEO of 10goldenrules.com. As promised, we're going to continue to do a 10 tips to help domainers monetize their domain names and bring their identities to life on the web and become more profitable with their domain names and find domain names of more value. And tonight we're going to go over 10 tips that should be interesting to all of you and then get to the rest of the show. Jay, are you on?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we wanted to go right into our special 10 tips to help people do better on the web. What is the topic tonight?
Tonight I'm calling it 10 tips for domainers to find high traffic domains and to protect the traffic you have today.
Great. All right, let's roll right into them, let's go at it.
Okay, tip number one is a big one, and this tip is to purchase industry generic keyword domains. And this is a really expensive investment in a lot of cases. One of the examples, Monty, that you were involved in is the purchase of autos.com. This domain was purchased in 1999. And has just thousands and thousands of unique type-ins per day. A great domain like this is only available once, but there are some out there. Like, for example, Monty, I think you have cd.com, consulting.com, advertise.com for sale.
Yeah, that is correct.
And great domains like that are a really fantastic investment. It's something that you could actually build a whole business around. You could create branding around something like a cd.com or advertise.com. And generate a ton of revenue just off the traffic that that domain would generate. Pay for it over a few years and really build a brand around it. So that's tip number one.
Great.
Tip number two is that the great domain you want may be available for less than you think. You know, we talk to people all the time who think that once a domain's taken, someone's using it, and that's in fact not the case. Many people on the line today are holding on to domains, making money off the traffic, and all those domains, many of them are available for sale. We recently helped a couple companies purchase domains. One was a media company, and they were using the domain Axis Interactive Media, and their company is called Axis Interactive, and the previous domain was very long for people to type and remember, and most of the people were typing in Axis Interactive and going to someone else's website, and they were able to purchase that domain for just $600 and get a shorter domain on their email addresses and get the domain that people were looking for them under. Another case is a company that was launching a new soy-based meal replacement shake, and they couldn't find a .com and a trademark available on all the names that they were searching. And Monty was able to line up the domain revitalize.com for this company. It's short, it's one word, it's very memorable, and the brand has been a real big hit. It's been a big success. So tip two, the great domain you want may be available for less than you think.
That's correct. You know, if a domain name is registered, don't think that you should not try to pursue it. I made that point in our first show and our second show that, you know, if you're thinking about being online long term, that it's okay to spend a little bit of money to get the brand that you're going to build an identity and a business on long term. You know, it's just like buying a house and a piece of real estate. It's very similar in that, and you would not try to save so much money that it's not going to be valuable someday.
And both of those companies had some luck by letting Monty do the negotiating for them and keeping their brand hidden in the background so that it was a fairly generic inquiry and keeps the price down that way. Tip number three is to create keyword-rich domain sites. And what this tip is about is the search engines like keywords in the domain names. It helps your performance in natural search. One of the examples we recently looked at is by typing the term diamond ring into Google. The first sites that come up are adiamondisforever.com, diamondsafe.com, diamondsusa.com, and diamondring.com. So part of the Google algorithm that determines which sites are going to place on the first page is the domain appearing in the URL, the keyword appearing in the domain name. So to do your research, there's a great free site available at Overture. And Brandy, I think you have that link. You can share it with everyone. It's www.content.overture.com. And you can click on the keywords tool on that site. And the keyword selector tool will show you, when you just type in a keyword, it'll show you the top terms that people are searching for across the entire Overture network. So it's a very valuable way to determine what are the top keywords you could put into a domain name to get that natural traffic and get the performance on the search engine.
Yeah, it's a great tool.
Tip number four is to protect your domain extensions. A common practice for domain imposters is to purchase yourname.info or yourname.biz, and they put up a search engine optimized site at those addresses. And when people are searching for your site or your product or service on Google or the other search engines, the competitor's or imposter's site will come up ahead of yours if they're better search optimized. So you can protect your domain by purchasing the most common alternate extensions to .com, the .infos, the .biz, the .us, and protect yourself from those poachers.
Okay.
Tip number five is to protect your domain name through misspellings and typos. Similar to the previous tip, a lot of people will type a name phonetically, the way they hear it, as opposed to the way it's correctly spelled. They'll sometimes leave out two L's or leave out two S's. So look for the common misspellings of your name, the phonetic spelling. Sometimes you want to get singulars or plurals of your name.
Both. Definitely cover yourself in both.
One of the examples we looked at recently was there's a very successful company online called eDiets. And eDiets, with an S, spends over $20 million advertising their brand on television and magazines and throughout the Internet. Another company has the domain eDiet, singular.com, and they get thousands and thousands of people to their website every day, and the first thing on their website is a link to eDiets, and they're getting paid for that traffic. So protect yourself by purchasing misspellings, typos, singulars, plurals. Tip number six is to think international. Another great way to protect yourself and to think outside of your current borders are to purchase country codes and extensions. Even if you aren't doing business internationally today, you want to protect some of those top other country extensions. Some of the top country codes are .de, which is Germany, .uk.
It's .co.uk, but yes,
.co.uk. .it is Italy. .us, obviously US, .japan is next in line, .jp.
And being a Canuck yourself, don't forget about .ca.
Yeah, that's really important. How could I forget that one? It's not on this top list, but I am a Canadian, and .ca, you know, a lot of North American businesses, it's a natural part of their business to be doing business right across the border to the north, and Canadians will type in, you know, your company, .ca, without thinking. They don't type in .com first. And another big one coming you want to watch for, and Monty will have information upcoming, is .eu, the European Union, and that's coming in February or March.
Yeah, that is correct. And of course, there's some new extensions that have just been pre-approved, which is .jobs, .mobi, .travel, .post, which is more for the Netherlands government. But those are great examples about, you know, that have to do with domain names that are domain name extensions that will be coming on board, which then leaves you back vulnerable to people cyber squatting on your brand or registering extensions on your brand if you don't cover yourself first. And you'll have the opportunity to do that.
So great opportunity to protect those in advance. Tip number seven is to shop the drop. Every day, thousands of domains expire, and this is what's called the drop list of domains. And you can put in a reservation for domains by keyword on Moniker's homepage on the top left-hand portion at moniker.pool.com. Monty, you want to expand on that one a little bit?
Yeah, there's several drop services. We work with Pool, which is a network of over 60 registrars that all work together. And we work together as a group to try and capture domain names that are put in as reserved based off of keywords. There's other systems out there called, like NameWinner, ClubDrop from that Enom has, and Snap Names, and they all work very well. A lot of strategic clients try to cover themselves across all the drop networks so that they have even a better chance of covering themselves and capturing the name that they really want. And there's a lot of good names that are dropped every day. There's about between 20 and 30,000 domain names that used to be dropped. You know, some of the things we'll talk about in upcoming shows is the fact that Network Solutions has decided to hold back many of the expired domain names and has a pre-auction before those names are actually sent out to the pending delete pool. And we'll talk about how to access that network and take advantage of those opportunities as well.
So tip 7 is shop the drop. And tip number 8 is to put inactive domains up for sale. Monty, again, can help you by putting up a for sale sign on your domain name if you haven't activated that domain yet.
Or actually, if you're not going to renew it, you'd be surprised how many people, not to interrupt you, but how many people just let their names drop, and they know they're going to let their names drop 6 months, 8 months out. If you're going to let it drop, try to monetize those domain names by putting them up for sale, and you'll be able to get, it's possible you'll be able to get the name sold. And we do it every single day. I mean, there's literally hundreds of names sold that way every single day.
Everything's available at the right price, so tip 8 is put your domains up for sale. Tip number 9 is to learn how to monetize your domains, especially those inactive domains that you're holding on for the right time or the right business development opportunity one day. You can be putting up a pay-per-click page on that site. Monty, is loads.com still a good example of one of those?
CD.com is up on one of those pages. Loads.com is up on one of those pages as well. So is advertise.com. And they say that the name is for sale, and then they monetize PPC or, you know, pay-per-click advertisement links down below so that, you know, the name and the traffic from that name can possibly reap revenue for the domain owner.
What this is really all about is that every day millions of people type directly into the search, type directly into the browser bar. They don't use a search engine. They type in directly what they're looking for, add.com to it, and it get these sites get, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hits of direct type in traffic. So take advantage of it while you're not using those domains, and sell those links off of those pages. And tip 10 is similar to this tip, but it's essentially around capitalizing on revenue opportunities on your existing domains. You can add banner ads and different type of links to other sites on your active websites, and using your site traffic to generate revenue. Sometimes people aren't looking for exactly what it is that you're selling, and you can prevent them from going to Google if you have the links they're looking for. Another tip is to utilize Google's AdSense program. What that is you're going to start seeing it more and more, is instead of a banner, people are putting 3 or 4 actual Google ads up on their website. And those Google ads are created by the AdSense system, and they're based on the keywords on your page. So people who are buying those keywords in the Google contextual network, you can now share the revenue when they click on those banners with Google, and everyone's happy. You know, your customers are finding what they want. You're making a little bit of money. Google's making a little bit of money, and everyone's a winner. So, Monty, that's the 10 tips, you know, to help domainers find great domains and protect the traffic they already have today.
Well, that's great, Jay. Thank you for those 10 tips. And we'll next week on the 5th, when we do our broadcast, we're going to do some more great tips to help people monetize their domain names and keep them elevated and more valuable in the search engines you know, more saleable.
Thanks so much.
Okay, well, we're going to break for a quick commercial, and coming up next is the editor-in-chief of DN Journal, Domain Name Journal, Ron Jackson. We're really excited to have him on board. We're going to talk about the past year's domain sales, some of the big news stories, and the year of 2005 to come, so hang on.
Attention webmasters. Wish you could convert more web traffic into cash? No need to rub a lamp. Just click on genienose.com. Install a co-branded search box on your site or incorporate paid listings XML into search results. And at your command, genienose.com pays cash for each result your users click on. Enjoy prompt payment and superior customer service. Earn even more through our co-branded referral program. Genie knows how to deliver results.
GENIEKNOWS.com. Proud sponsor of the Webmaster World.
Are you ready to optimize your website's full potential?
Well, it's all about positioning. Trusted by search engines for delivering clean and optimized content pages for customers. The trusted feeds industry pioneers at Position Technologies will help you build a solid foundation for creating long-term impact on you and your customers' bottom line. So visit PositionTechnologies.com today and look forward to achieving new heights within the search engines.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare. You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. MONIKER.com. More than a name.
Commercials off. Now back to
Domain Masters.
Everyone, welcome back to Domain Masters. I'm really, really excited to have my next guest on. Ron Jackson has had over 20 years in TV and radio experience. He started the industry's most recognized domain rag called DN Journal. You can go there by going dnjournal.com. It is the latest, greatest website that keeps everybody up to date on what's going on in the domain name industry. And all the top sales that we've had over the past weeks, months, and year, and the biggest stories that break. And I had the pleasure of meeting Ron at the Traffic Conference in Boynton Beach in October. And Ron, what a great asset you've been for the domain community. Welcome.
Well, I appreciate that, Monty, and it's very exciting for me to be able to take part in this program, because Webmaster Radio FM is the realization of a vision of a new kind of radio that's been made possible entirely by the Internet, as opposed to what I was involved in earlier in my career in broadcasting. This is narrowcasting, where you can put a special interest program like a show about domains on the air, and that wasn't possible in old-line broadcasting with the massive overhead they had. They had to reach the largest number of people, so they programmed to the lowest common denominator. So this is the wave of the future, and we're sitting up on top of the wave that's coming ashore now. It's a really exciting thing, and you're doing a great job with it.
Well, thank you. I don't have the experience that you have in it, but we felt it was important to dedicate our time to bring a show on the air that had that would give something back to the community after being in it since 1996 and having an established business there in the domain community since 1999. That we wanted to give something back, have real relevant content, and have great guests on that can help people in our industry grow, and therefore our whole industry would grow together. And you've been a great part of that, especially this year.
I appreciate that. I also have to thank you for one other thing, and that's putting me on before Rick Schwartz. I didn't want to go on after him, because that would be like a singer trying to go on stage after James Brown. You can't do it, because he's got such a mesmerizing way of talking about the business, and he's just endlessly fascinating to listen to. So I'm glad to be able to get on and get off and not have to come on after him.
Yeah, he's definitely a great guest, and he's a great domainer, that's for sure, and we're excited to have him on as well. Well, Ron, tell us a little bit about how you got started in, everybody can see your profile on DN Journal, but give us a little bit of a background about how you got interested in the domain name business itself, why you decided to put up something that was real relevant in terms of content to give something back to the community.
Well, this is actually my third career, Monty. I started, as you mentioned, in radio and television, and did that for 20 years. Before I left television, I had started a music store, which had always been sort of a dream of mine. So I began it while I was still working in television here in Tampa, and ended up having a chain of small music stores. And a time came in the late 80s when a lot of junk bond buyouts were going on in the media industry, and our CBS station here in Tampa was purchased in one of those junk bond buyouts. And what happened was they were not making enough money to even cover the interest payments. So we had been the number one station for so many years and just had the best of everything. And all of a sudden, there was no money left in the budget. And I decided that was the right time to get out. And fortunately, I'd paved the way by opening the music stores. And so when I moved to music, by the mid-90s, the internet had come along. And at that point in time, we were advertising our merchandise and collector's magazines around the world. And that was a very expensive proposition. Anyone who's placed an ad in a national magazine, can tell you what that does to your overhead. So the internet was really a godsend because that gave us the opportunity to not only put our merchandise out there, but put out full-color photographs, long descriptions, where before doing a color ad in a magazine would have just been prohibitive. So it gave our business, it was just like giving it a burst of jet fuel. It increased our sales worldwide, and that sold me on the internet. We put our first site up in 1997. And then, of course, a few years after that, the internet that had helped us so much kind of turned around and bit us, because what happened in the music industry was that kids started downloading music, burning CDs. They would buy, one kid would buy one and then burn five copies for their friends.
Shame on them.
Yes. The whole economic structure of the industry was pretty much demolished as a result, and we finally closed our store in 2000. That same year, about 3,000 independent stores had closed around the United States. So I was looking for something else to do, and having seen what the internet had done for us on the positive side, I was very interested in that, and I got into it in the spring of 2002. I happened to be reading a computer magazine, and Neustar had a full-page ad, and I think it was in PC Computing for the new .us domain. And I